It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The U.S. Open Tennis Championships begin next week, and Wisconsin will have new representation in the annual tournament in New York.
Reese Brantmeyer of Whitewater just finished her collegiate tennis career at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill with a NCAA Division I women's singles national title. And now she's qualified for the U.S. Open.
Back home, her nonprofit Reese Brantmeyer Project has raised over $150,000 to restore community tennis courts in Whitewater, and she continues to support local tennis initiatives in southern Wisconsin.
We spoke recently about her tennis roots in the state and her path to competing in one of the four elite Grand Slam tennis tournaments in the world. Reese, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
What does it mean to you to qualify for the U.S. Open?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the pinnacle of, especially as an American tennis player. Obviously the Grand Slam is the highest level, but growing up in the U.S., that's the tournament you watch as a little kid, and that's kind of what you picture in your head when you say pro tennis. So this is going to be my first appearance in the singles main draw, so it's just such a special moment for me and a really huge milestone in my career.
For people on the sidelines, can you explain what the singles main draw is?
Yeah, so the U.S. Open, what people think of is typically the main draw. So that means it's the top 128 players. So it's the best of the best. It's going to be the highest ranked players in the world. It's when you think of Serena, that's, you know, the draw she's playing in. And I've previously played in the qualifying draw, which is held the week prior. And that is to earn an opportunity into the main draw. But the main draw is the real deal. It's kind of what people think of when they think of the U.S. Open.
You've won a national title at the Division I collegiate level twice. How much of a step up in competition are you anticipating against the pros in New York?
Obviously at the highest level of professional tennis, you know, that's the best of the best. That's going to be a new experience for me. It's kind of luck of the draw to see who I play. And, you know, that like top 20 in the world level is something that I really haven't seen before. But college tennis has really been bridging that gap between collegiate and the professional level. We're seeing a lot of success from past collegiate players in the main draw. And even like my freshman year, for example, when we won the national title in 2023 in the final, I was playing against Diana Schneider, who I believe is top 20 in the world now, and will be playing in the main draw at the U.S. Open as well. And she was at NC State during my freshman year. So, you know, it's obviously that stage is an adjustment, and playing at that level, you know, mentally, the atmosphere, like all of that comes into play. But the level itself is definitely getting closer and closer between collegiate and the professional level.
You talk about the mental aspect of the sport, and I'm just wondering, you know, former tennis player Andre Agassi famously compared the isolation and loneliness of singles tennis to solitary confinement. How do you find community in the sport, you know, outside of the team environment that you felt at UNC?
Yeah, I think that's something that was so special about college tennis. Like you were saying, tennis can definitely be a lonely sport just by nature of it. And I think that's a lot of the experience that kids have playing in junior tennis. But getting to play for a team is so rare, and it was such an incredible opportunity. And it's something that I so much enjoyed at UNC. So that's definitely something I'm trying to cultivate going into my pro career now. You still kind of have to form a team around you. So it's not as much like in college tennis where it's, you know, 10 girls out there playing alongside you. But in the same way, you're forming a team of your coach, your athletic trainers, your fitness coaches, things like that. So the people you surround yourself with kind of become your team in that way. So I think even though I'm no longer playing for Carolina, I'm definitely trying to still represent them in what I do going forward, and connecting myself to kind of that organization bigger than myself is really meaningful to me. And also just getting to know the girls on the tour and finding community in that.
When you're down a set or you're staring at match point, how do you keep your mind in the game, or how do you stay positive?
I think that's a beauty of tennis and the nature of the scoring format, is that it's not like, you know, a basketball or a football where you're bound by this time constraint. And when you're down, you know, it's kind of physically impossible at a certain extent to make that comeback. But with the way that the scoring set up for us, it really can turn at any point. So I always just try to focus as much as I can on the point in front of you. That's, you know, the only thing that you have control over is that next point that you're about to play. You know, play one good point and then the next one is a fresh start. You play two good points and you just try to keep stringing those together. So especially in those moments where when you look at the bigger picture, it might seem like you're down and out. Just trying to put your head down and make the view a little bit smaller. And, you know, even when you're down match point, just going up to the line and knowing all I have to do is play this one point in front of me.
Mm. It almost also applies to life as well, is just focus on what is in front of you and try to cut down the noise elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking with professional tennis player Reese Brantmeyer from Whitewater about her tennis career and her preparation for the U.S. Open. Reese, I want to look at how you've changed the lives of athletes with being able to accept prize money, athletes in all sports able to accept prize money before they're in college, and that is due to your effort to push the NCAA to make a rules change and your complaint that dates back to 2024. Can you explain the change and what impact the ruling will have on athletes?
So when the NIL ruling went through, this distinction where you still couldn't accept prize money, even though you could make money off of your name, image, and likeness, was really just an arbitrary distinction at this point. And it was just an outdated rule. So I personally was affected by this coming into college. I was ineligible for my first semester of competition because I had competed so much at the professional level in high school. And I had declined a significant amount of prize money so that I could maintain my eligibility to compete in college, because that is something that I knew I always wanted to do. And that experience was really, really difficult for me. And I didn't want anyone to have to go through that same experience. And it is unfortunately a lot more common than it should be. So yeah, I was happy to be the representative to do that. And yeah, we're happy to say that now incoming athletes into college are now allowed to accept prize money so that you can make an informed decision at that time entering college. Because, you know, it's hard. Like, for example, I played my first US Open when I was 14 years old, and I don't know where I'm going to be career-wise, tennis-wise. You know, I don't know what level I'm going to be competing at when I'm 18 and deciding to go to college. So it's really hard to guess when you're 14 and looking, you know, a large amount of money in the face and deciding, do I think in 4 years I might be good enough to go pro? Should I take this money or should I decline it to maintain my eligibility? So now kids will be able to have the chance to see how far they can go and fully embrace the professional lifestyle. And then when they're choosing to enter college, they can make that informed decision and not have to decline any of the earnings that they've made up to that point.
I want you to take us to Whitewater. How did your upbringing in Whitewater shape your tennis career?
It is so special for me to be from such a small town, and especially somewhere where tennis is not super popular. Like, it's really common that you see professional tennis players coming out of California or Florida or places where tennis is a little bit more accessible. But I think that's what made tennis so special for me, is that it was something that was really my choice. And it was not like, no one in my family played tennis. It was never something forced on me. It was never even something that convenient. Like, it was always something I really had to seek out and wanted to do. So
wow, it wasn't in your family's DNA.
No, definitely not. Yeah. So like, neither of my parents had ever played. My brothers never played. So I was, yeah, the first in any of my family to try it, which is also really unique for tennis. It's very typical that kids start when they're about two or three, and it's usually kind of a family ordeal. So yeah, I think being from Whitewater really just allowed me to make tennis my own and grow that passion for it, because it was always something that I was actively seeking out, and it was never something kind of forced onto me.
You run the nonprofit, the Reese Brantmeyer Project, and support tennis back home. Can you tell us about this project and what you're trying to do?
Yeah, absolutely. So this project was a long time in the making. So there are two community tennis courts in my hometown of Whitewater, Wisconsin, that were built in the 1960s by the former principal of Washington Elementary, which is where I went to elementary school. And they're just outside the school. And when I started playing tennis when I was 8, they were pretty demolished. They were locked up. There were no nets. There were cracks everywhere. There were trees growing in the middle. They kind of just got taken by time a bit. But they were totally unplayable. And when I started playing, my parents would drive me, you know, an hour every single day to the closest tennis club. And we just would sit outside at our school and look at these courts. And I just wished, oh, you know, it would be so much fun if I could play here with my friends. But instead, you know, we have to drive this far every day. So it kind of started as an idea then. I obviously didn't, know that I was going to be able to resurface them or any of the logistics of that. But yeah, I got the opportunity to start the Reese Brantmeyer Project to raise money to rebuild these tennis courts and bring grassroots tennis back to Whitewater. And that was so, so special for me because it was so meaningful to me, like from when I was 8 years old, but also just seeing the impact it had on the next generation of kids in that community. So we fundraised and we were able to break ground last summer and have two completely free 24/7 accessible to the community tennis courts. And we accepted donations of tennis rackets and tennis balls that we distributed to all of the local schools and public libraries so that we were really just trying to lower any financial barrier to tennis, because that's unfortunately something that can keep a lot of kids out of the sport. And especially in that community of Whitewater, a significant number of those families are economically disadvantaged and tennis is really not popular because it's just simply not an option.
Have you been able to play on those courts?
Yes. I always try to when I am able to make a trip home. But it was so special at our grand opening last summer. My UNC coach flew out with some of his family and different members of my team. And, the Whitewater High School team came and a lot of my childhood friends from playing tennis in Wisconsin showed up. And it was just really this beautiful collaborative effort from all of these different parts of my life came together and we all got to play on those courts and it was just so much fun.
Before we have to let you go, what does your preparation look like for the U.S. Open? Can we walk in your footsteps for just a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So I try to approach every tournament the same, whether that's a smaller challenger level or the U.S. Open, nothing really changes in the specifics of my preparation. So outside of competition weeks, I'll have one practice each day that's about 2 hours. And then I'll have a session in the gym or a conditioning session on the court following it. And then, as I mentioned, I've had my fair share of injuries. So I spend a lot of time doing physical therapy and different rehab exercises to make sure that I'm staying healthy, as that's my number one priority, is making sure that I can healthily compete in the sport for as long as I can. So that's probably 1 to 2 hours each day as well. But it's nothing fancy. I mean, it's a lot of just doing a lot of little things as well as you can. I'm so excited that the US Open is coming up so soon.
Do you have some goals or expectations you're setting for yourself at the tournament?
Honestly, no. I think a lot of my best results have always come when I go in with no expectation. And I think that's really a privilege that I get to have in the stage of my career that I'm at right now. This is my first few months on the tour, and being able to qualify for the US Open this early into my professional career is already such an achievement. And I think allowing myself to be proud of that and really just experiment this whole, end of the season, quote unquote, is really my coaches and I are just trying to focus on gaining experience and kind of, dipping my toe in the water, so to speak, and really just seeing, what makes me perform well, what makes me not perform as well, what are things that I want to add in my schedule, what are different just experiences on the tour that are different from what I'm used to, and really just adjusting to this whole lifestyle change. So, it's really such a gift to just go there and get the experience. And obviously it's my goal to compete as well as I can, but I don't really have any expectation. And obviously, in terms of the result, the draw plays a huge deal into that, and you don't really find out who you play until, you know, a few days before. So I'm really just trying to go in with kind of that attitude of just see what this is all about and try to put my best foot forward.
Well, Reese, we're wishing you all the best from Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Reese Brantmeyer is a professional tennis player originally from Whitewater. She was with us to share her preparation for the upcoming U.S. Open Tennis Championships and her support of local tennis initiatives in Wisconsin and in her hometown.